KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has the challenging task of outlining the GNU's commitment to economic growth while carefully balancing spending. That's the view of economist Davi Roet ahead of this afternoon's medium-term budget policy statement in Parliament. Roet says with the economy not having met previous performance expectations, Godongwana faces a tough job.
State revenue or tax collections are likely to be under some pressure. And on the spending side, there are huge pressure on the Minister of Finance from just about all quarters. We know about education. What about the state-owned enterprises like the Post Office and Transnet and many of the other ones are basically bankrupt as well and they all want some more money.
Godongwana is expected to present the country's policy goals and financial forecast for the next 3 years. Economist Bonke Dumisa believes the spotlight should be on future growth objectives.
Last day, public servants' wage bill rose up by more than 7.5%, and yet the economic growth was at 0.6%. That is unsustainable. We hope the government is not going to lose the stamina to resist the high salary increase.
Home Affairs says former Miss South Africa finalist Chidima Adetshina and her Mozambican-born mother may face fraud charges. The department's announced it'll revoke their identity and travel documents. It says the pair failed to meet Monday's deadline to explain why they should keep them. Adetshina withdrew from the Miss SA pageant when questions over her citizenship sparked controversy. Home Affairs said her mother suspected of identity theft. The 23-year-old later went on to win the Miss Universe Nigeria contest. Yes, the department's Director General, Tommy Makode.
So that matter is currently with the DPCI. They've concluded that investigation, according to General Libya. They're now waiting for the NPA to advise them on the next steps. From our side, the department will be proceeding with the withdrawal of those documents in line with the Identification Act.
Energy regulator NERSA has approved 4 new electricity trading licenses and the country's first private import-export license, despite objections from Eskom. Licenses were issued to CBI Electric Apollo, Discovery Green, Green Electron Market and Green Co-Power Services. Eskom opposed, arguing that multiple traders in one supply area could harm operations. NERSA maintained in its response that the Electricity Regulation Act promotes competition. The regulator acknowledged, though, the need for the development of rules for electricity trading going forward. And Israel says 4 of its soldiers have been killed in northern Gaza on the day Israeli airstrikes are reported to have killed dozens of Palestinians. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 93 people are dead or missing. The U.S. has described the Israeli strike on a single residential block as horrific. Governments and aid organizations are continuing to express concerns over Israel's decision to ban the main aid agency in Gaza. UN's peacekeeping chief Jean-Pierre Lacroix says this has added to existing humanitarian concerns.
Even before that bill was adopted by the Israeli parliament, there were a number of expressions of very, very serious concern, really pointing to the very, I would say, disastrous situation in which the population in Gaza finds itself, particularly in northern Gaza.
Got 24 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.